Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, especially on days like this, temperature control is one of the most valuable resources someone could have. If you agree with that, then DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online. Inquire about their Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, the 2021 basketball season is here, and the teams around the league took the offseason to retool, revamp, and are ready to hit the court. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, has rolled out another one of their can't-miss offers. Trying DraftKings Sportsbook is easy, so what are you waiting for? Get in on all the action now. To celebrate the return of basketball, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving players 100-to-1 odds on any featured matchup this week. That's right. All you have to do is bet $1 on any featured matchup this week, and if your team wins, you can win a crisp $100. All right. That's pretty good. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Now, what do we need you to do? Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code WLCO when you sign up to get 101 odds on any featured matchup this week. That's code WLCO for new players to get a shot at $100 on any featured matchup this week. For a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right. Okay. Well, yeah, or you must be 21 or older. Indiana only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKingsSportsbook.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Sorry about that. I forgot to read the last part.
Okay, so here it goes, people. If you have sensitive ears or sensitive feelings on this one, you should switch the channel right now. Because the guy that's hosting this radio show, it's not cute, cuddly, giggly Marcus Maben, anything like that. It's Coach Maben and teammate Maben. That's the guy who's talking, okay? So, Steve, you just sit back and ride with this one for a second.
Okay.
Okay, Steve, I told you one time I made reference to a scene in a movie. Only the real OGs will know what I'm talking about. The movie is called Shogun Assassin.
Okay.
Shogun Assassin. Do you remember the scene I spoke to you about with Shogun Assassin, Steve?
With the one...
with the baby.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so people, you got to understand what mood I'm in when I say this. Shogun Assassin, this samurai warrior had a child, and he put a sword on the ground in front of the child and a shiny ball, and he says, choose the sword and you will join me. Choose the ball and you will join your mother in the afterlife. He said the kid didn't understand, but that's how he made the decision. Are you going to be a warrior? Because there is no playing around if you choose to be a warrior. You know, that was the point of that whole scene. It was a very dramatic scene. It's a very, very famous scene. Shogun's Assassin. So, there was a moment last night, Steve, that I snapped. Coach Maben snapped.
Okay.
The moment in that game where Coach Maben snapped, is when Jalen Withers' shoe came off.
Okay.
Jalen, that's your second or third time your shoe came off in a game. Jalen, you have not been playing aggressive at all. Carlick Jones and David Johnson have put you in a position to finish shots. I've seen you jump when nobody's around. I've seen you jump when somebody's close to you. Two different human beings. And that's 100% you problem. That's a mentality problem. But I got a problem. Because the problem is, if I let you stay on my basketball court and you can't even keep your damn shoes tied up enough to stay on your feet, you cannot tell me you're running and cutting hard at full tilt with shoes that loose. It's physically impossible. You know what I'm saying? You don't have enough traction to run suicides with shoes that loose unless you're cruising. And you're running like you're cruising. You're falling like you're cruising. There was a stretch where out of 9 plays that Jalen Withers was involved in,
yeah,
he ended up on the ground or at least 6 feet removed from the area. Pushed out, blocked out, on the ground. You were in position to take a basketball up strong. At least, listen, if you're scared of rolling your ankle or you're scared of doing something, you can't be out on the floor. Get off my court. Get off my sideline. I would make a rule. If your foot comes out of your shoe one more time, you're suspended for a game.
Right.
That's ridiculous. Listen, we have Kentucky on the horizon. Kentucky players are going to play like they want some money. You're playing like you hope you get some money. You're playing like you hope you're lucky enough for this shot to go in around the basket. Right? You're literally throwing them up there hoping they don't get blocked. Listen, I've watched you gather yourself. I've watched you gather yourself and go high and vertical. And if the only thing that stops you from challenging somebody, trying to dunk on somebody, challenging somebody near the basket, if the only thing that stops you is fear of getting it blocked or intimidation by another player, then you have a flaw that, listen, as much as I hate Aiden Gahan right now, you have a flaw that Aiden doesn't have, and I'll let him get beat all day. I'm doing you a disservice by letting you continue to lay that ball up and screw up the assist of Carlick and David. And now you're not an option. So when Sam is going to the basket, nobody's rolling. You're screwing up my entire offensive structure because you catch the ball around the basket in kill zone. What is it? Barbecue chicken, Shaq says it. My boy Ron Slay. You know what he calls it when you get the ball in there? You know what he calls it?
I'm listening.
Ron Slay from Tennessee, look him up. He calls it the boom boom room.
Yeah.
Right? And listen to a country Ron Slay. And watch somebody who's timid in the boom boom room with some Tennessee kids. Boy, get off my court. Coach Mack, get off my court. Jalen, if you can't keep your shoes tied or you can't stay on your feet, listen. You and I look like psychos when we were talking about Elijah at, what was he, 9 years old when we were saying that, Steve?
Oh, gosh. I think I started that at like 7 when he started playing. Yeah.
Right. Just he liked to turn a corner and flop on the ground like he fell. And it was like, no, stay on your feet, son. Yeah. That's a representation. And you, not only are you falling, you're falling on your stomach and you're looking up at the referee. And we're back going 5-on-4 because you fell. And listen, fatigue, whatever. You're not only are you looking weak, you are our most athletic big. You have a frame. You have a body. You have everything you need to be competitive in the paint, in the boom boom room. You're not doing it. You're costing everybody else on this floor a lot of stuff. Defensively, your talent is going to waste. But here's the problem. I'm not letting you get by Kentucky, get knocked around against Kentucky, and then, you know, and then you get an ACC play where it's a little more structured and a little more, you know, free-flowing or something like that. Because rivalry games are just played different. I'm not making this Kentucky's centric. But big-time rivalry games, it's all about the boom boom room. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all know that. We've been talking about rebounding. We've been talking about winning the battle of the paint, right? But I'm just like, dude, I'm not going to let you do it. Because you know why? I'm going to see that dude again when it counts. When we go against Florida State, and you know, which Florida State is the tallest team in all of college basketball this year. We're going to have to start playing small ball if you can't get your attitude together.
Yeah.
You can't listen, Steve. Against Wisconsin, you came out of your shoe and you slipped it back on without even using your hands. You know how loose your shoe got to be to do that?
Yeah. Like, well, and he did it again last night, and the announcer actually said, I can't remember who was on the who was on color.
Lafonso Ellis or somebody.
It might have been, yeah. But he was like, man, he goes, when I played, he said, there's no way I could have put my shoe on quick.
Listen, once, okay, you get stepped on, whatever. Twice, tie your damn shoes up. Get off my court. Get off my court. We're sitting here. You right now, you are going to be the difference between if I have a good season or not. You know, you will take up 30% of my ability. I'm going to have to spend my next 3 months putting people I hate on the court. You know what I'm saying? Putting people I know don't have 50% of the talent you got. And I got to look at your face on my sideline because you can't keep your shoes tied. You can't stay up on your feet. And you won't try to use your body and jump as high as you can to dunk a basketball. You are going to get fouled, or you're going to dunk it. Most times, one or the other. You're going to get blocked. If you get blocked, if you try to dunk it and get blocked 3 times out of 15 attempts, who cares? You're going to get fouled 5, and you're going to score the other 10. If that's blocking your brain from moving forward, then I will, again, I'm doing you a disservice by keeping you on the court. I watched, do you know, it might have been 4-5 minutes left in the game. I'm watching DeAndre Davis pep talk Jalen Withers into dunking. I'm literally watching him. The game, like, we're in control of this game. We may be up 10. It looked like they were trying to get an opportunity to get Jalen Withers to dunk. And it's not by itself. It's around people when he doesn't want to do it. That's a problem, Steve. And that's what the reason I use that reference is because today, tomorrow, Saturday, you choosing a sword or you choosing the ball. Is this a game? Is this a game to you? Or do you want to go get it? Because if it's a game to you, I'll use you sparingly.
Yeah, everything you're saying, I think, is spot on with him. Because, man, last night, the moment that did it for me was Sam Williamson comes through and rips the ball out of his hands on a rebound. And he kind of just looks at Sam like, oh, oh, you got it. I was like, dude. Grab the ball. Like, look at Sam. Like, do you remember last year? I can't remember who it was. I know who it was. It was Steve Enoch. And Steve Enoch went up to grab a board, and Jordan was with him.
Yep.
And both their hand was on the ball. And Jordan had done that a couple times. And Steve grabbed the ball and, like, literally ripped it from Jordan. And they had about a 2-second moment where he was like, dude, my rebound.
Right.
Like, I get the court, man.
While I'm on it, while I'm saying little representations of things, Since when do big men, Steve used to irritate the crap out of me when he did it. And I'm not going to watch this. I'm going to start an online war with my big men. Since when do y'all have to get a rebound and cuff it like a football? You know what I'm saying? Like you're holding a baby. Like, is that the new thing? Is that the new swag? Rebounding a basketball and having to put two arms, your full arm. What happened to strong hands and outlets?
Yeah.
Grab the ball with two hands, move it around violently to keep it, you know, to keep it from, you know, your opponent, and snap it out to your guard. You don't have to get the rebound, wrap covered up like a running back, and just, you know how kids, like, when they get a rebound as a kid, the one kid will get the rebound, the one chubby kid will get the rebound. Yeah, yeah, Brian. And he just swings around and just swings around until everybody runs back down the court.
Yes.
That's what it looks like to me.
I know.
Like, no, coach, if I'm you, I'm putting the ball in Jalen Withers' hands, and I'm going to say, son, if you let me smack this ball out of your hands, I'd want you to go to the locker room and go think about what you're going to do with the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And I would make him grab the ball with two hands, and I would literally slap down and try to remove that basketball from his hands. And if I don't remove it from his hands, I'm going to say, listen, your hands are strong enough to hold the basketball. Hold the basketball. You don't have to wrap it up in your arms. That is, you're wasting time, you're wasting efficiency, all that stuff. Have some more confidence in your hands.
Listen, it's I was proud of Coach Mack last night too, because after the play where Sam kind of took the rebound from him, I look over and I go, okay, what's going to happen with this? Because that can't happen. And I did see JJ Traynor run to the table, and I said, okay, what happened? They come down. There was a free throw, and he took Withers out, and didn't even. I mean, he just pointed at Pegues like, don't even talk to me.
Come get your boy, coach.
Yeah, yeah. It was like, I mean, well, Jalen was walking over there, and Mac just like, look, like, go talk to him.
Yeah,
like,
and one time he had a look on his face that I didn't like. It was that posture look, like you're being picked on. Yeah. But that's why I said we're looking at film. We're showing Quinn. Listen, that basketball goal was right. I'm gonna need you when something opens up, Quinn, you take it. Because you're going to be the reason. You're going to be the only way that I can put his rear end on the bench. Because the fans are going to riot if I'm just benching Jalen Withers out of nowhere. Wiz, if you give me 3 minutes, you know what I'm saying, and you pivot out when, because they're not going to be respecting you. You get fouled. You go hit some free throws. Give me some good minutes. I can discipline him through you. But that's the only way he can do it.
But in the same breath, as angry as I am with Jalen at times, JJ Traynor is not only – okay, when I say this, I don't want to downgrade what he's doing this year, but that kid by year two or three is going to be a first-team All-ACC player. I mean, he has everything you need. And this year even, you know, the text – or somebody called in earlier, I can't remember who it was, but they made the point – I mean, just how he walled up many times.
Yes.
And just blocked the shot. And one time blocked the shot and got the ball.
Let me get to these phone lines real quick. Yeah. Sorry, Dougie Fresh dropped off. I was getting ready to go. I just kind of got caught in my preachy moment. Frank, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Gentlemen, I'm gonna throw a few names at you, and I think you'll know where I'm going with this. Rodney McCray, Charles Jones, Cornelius Holden, Cliff Rozier,
right.
Montrezl Harrell, Dwayne Sutton. We talk about Rottweilers, okay? And you know, those guys, they take it personal when somebody takes a rebound away from them. They take it personal when someone dunks or scores over them and makes them look like that they're not even there. And so, you know, and don't get me wrong, you know, Withers, you know, I haven't seen him as far as, you know, he redshirted as a freshman, and he came a ways. But there's no reason why somebody 3 or 4 inches shorter than you need to be snatching rebounds away from you. And so the thing about it is that, again, you know, Charles Barkley said it best. He said, I learned how to rebound from Moses Malone, because Moses said, you're not taking food off my table. And that, and so, you know, if the kids take it personal, you know, we just talk about basketball, to where if you take a rebound from me, you are messing up my chances of being drafted. Are you messing up my chances of being an All-ACC first team or whatever? You know, you know, rebounding, getting in the inside, getting dirty, that's nothing but heart. And I think for the most part, J.J. Trainor's got it. He just needs to wait to match it. But, you know, we need a dog. I mean, we need a Dwayne Sutton. I think Dre Davis gives us that. All he lacks is the experience. But let me ask you this, Marcus, and I'm going to hang up. You know, and Steve, you know, who on your team, if you can give me a person's name, who on your team that you know if you messed up, if you were slacking, if you played soft, who is that person that will jump on you and let you know you better not do that again? I'm going to hang up.
Appreciate the call.
That's a good question. I'm interested to hear your answer on that one.
Listen, Scooter McRae, Jerry Eves, Coach Davenport, and Coach Crum, they don't put guys on the floor who get bullied for that stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like you can have a play here and there, but again, Coach Crum is just like, I'll go get another one in a heartbeat. If you can't keep two hands on that basketball, you know what I'm saying? Like I played with dudes that, you know, I played with a lot. I want to say street guys, but you know, everybody I played with had personal pride. So nobody had to say anything. You're going to the bench. If you listen, I got Quentin Bailey behind me and Kevin Smiley, a 6'6" point guard, and Quentin 6'3.5". Swiss Army knife, right? Yeah, come on over here, sit down. If you can't hang on to the basketball, I get the ball to you underneath the basket and I don't come away with a foul or a bucket at an 80% clip, you're not playing on my floor.
Yeah,
and if you're 6'9", you know, your clip should, and of course I'm kind of exaggerating the numbers, but you understand what I'm saying. Just like, no, you had opportunity after opportunity. My guards are working hard to get you this basketball, and they're not going to be able to get open shots. My All-Americans are not going to be able to get their shots off because you're not finishing. Let me get back to the other phone line. Sorry about that. Chris, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, Marcus, Steve. Happy holidays to you. B-Haw.
Same to you, same to you.
Same.
I called Steve last night, and I'll tell you the thing that I was most impressed by was when the number two started picking on Carly, just taking his time, getting him to a spot, and jumping over him. Then it was like DJ said, hey, little boy, let me help you out here. He went over and got on that dude and shut him down. I was so happy about that. But in the same token, if DJ gives up one more three with his hand down and Jalen falls down, I'm going to lose my mind with these two. And then as far as Sam played outstanding last night, but you can't take everything to the baseline where you have nowhere else to go. He did the one move last night where he went behind his back and he just ran out of real estate.
Right.
I feel really, really good about this game this week. We've got to get Jalen to play like JJ's playing right now. When JJ got the ball in the post last night, he shows the ball, gets people off their feet, and he takes his time and lays it up. Right now, Jalen's just in a cruise control. He's cruising from the first game he played. He played hard. He went everything to baskets. Hand on the backboard, dunking, and now he's just kind of got cruised. Maybe it's because he's not getting challenged in practice. Maybe one of those guys in practice needs to really challenge him, because I think that's what's happened with Aiden. And then as far as you guys were talking about Aiden, what happened with Quinn last night? He didn't start, and he didn't play a lot. We've been talking about Aiden, but Quinn played better than anybody in the Wisconsin game, and he played very little last night. I'll get up and I'll listen to you guys.
Listen, Chris, I appreciate the call.
Change of scenery. Yeah. No, I listen.
Quinn was a bad speed matchup for that game, I think.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought, too, might have been the case there, because I was at first kind of watching. I'm like, man, Quinn's not getting any run, you know. But then when he was in the game, I was like, he's not really effective at all.
Yeah. Like some games, Quinn is going to get in, and it's like, dude, when that ball kicks out to you, we need you on the boards, and we need you to stretch the floor with your three-pointer. If you're not hitting that shot, the stretch three-pointer, then it's like, yeah, you're kind of stuck in some games.
See, and that's what's got to be maddening for a coach when you go out there last night and you're like, okay, you make every right call playing the right people to get out of there with the 10-point win, and then you tune in the next morning and, you know, Steve and Marcus or the callers are like, oh, where was Quinn? Where was Aiden? Right. Where was, you know,
but,
and it
but,
was
but
like.
Here's the thing. Today is one of those days where, like I said, you know your own family better than everybody else, and you see all your family flaws. Like other people don't even see it like as critical as we do. But yeah, other people just said, all the people across the ACC are saying, okay, Louisville got a road win, ACC opener. I mean, I heard somebody was missing, but there's no real like sympathy and anything like that. Louisville went up there and got a 10-point win.
No, Marcus, I said on the post game last night, I was reading national tweets, and I mean, I was reading like Doster and a few other people, and like somebody tweeted and was like, a couple of them had tweeted, you know, Louisville gets a good road win up at Pitt, and one of them said, I mean, Sam Williamson's come. Look, everybody I'm looking on and people, we're all aggravated at Sam, and I'm looking down and they're like, yeah, you know, Sam Williamson playing really well. And I mean, gosh, that might be a third piece to that Louisville team that they need. Like, you know, it's like nationally people are like, man, this is a good team.
Let me hit this phone line real quick. Lawrence, thanks for joining us. Fire away, my man.
What's up, Margaret? What's up, Steve?
Chilling.
What's up?
Jalen needs to understand. In practice this week, you are dealing with angry Aiden Aguirre, who's mad at Chris Mack. And if he don't rebound the ball or play strong down low, Aiden Aguirre is going to come in on Saturday and take his minutes. Because right now, Aiden probably mad at Chris Mack, and he was ready to take out somebody. And he can't take out on Chris Mack. So, hey, so Jalen better be ready to play on Saturday. The next 3 days end on Saturday.
Listen, I appreciate the call, Lawrence. Everybody has that energy. I tell you what, we're going to be throwing at some point to Coach Davenport's game. So we're going to take a quick commercial break to keep us on schedule. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coyle Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COYLE75. So visit COYLEDEALS.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COYLE75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coyle, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Middays with Marcus Maben. Ethan Moore's theme music playing in the background. Speaking of Mr. Grinch, people, we don't have much show left, but I want to be able to settle this on air. Brian, have you been following what's been going on Twitter?
With
Ethan Moore.
I have not.
So, apparently, Ethan Moore received his notice of allegations.
Okay.
And Ethan Moore has decided to appeal his suspension. From Ethan Moore. I'm going to appeal the suspension because the overall factor... And this is, I hate what this game does to me. It's not healthy for me watching it. Ethan.
That was his appeal?
If that is your appeal, who's working for you, Chuck Smirt?
Yeah, I was going to say, he's got a Chuck Smirt lawyer. Yeah, if that's the appeal.
Ethan, you're going to end up with a 3-week ban, with a 30-day ban. If that's your appeal. Hey, Marcus. I'm going to appeal because it's not healthy for me. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. What would Louisville's Ethan Moore appeal be? Like, well, maybe Kenny Johnson and him were just going out to eat.
And he just gave him the money to pay because he didn't want to be embarrassed at the restaurant.
Yeah, Kenny, or well, him and Kenny Johnson had a bet, and he was just squaring up with it.
you know that was the game where the Denver Nuggets were playing. The Miami Heat, and Kenny Johnson's a big Denver Nuggets fan.
Yeah, so obviously there was a bet there. Yeah, no, yeah.
Listen, I mean, Jordan Fair. I mean, granted, he had some paperwork that said everything was going down, but he didn't say it out loud. But I mean, the paperwork is just
Coach Pitino. Yeah,
it's not a real contract until you shake hands.
Yeah. And Coach Pitino gave him a book report to do on cheating in college basketball.
Ethan Moore's appeal, Steve, is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's one of the worst. That's one of the worst I've heard in a while. I do want to remind people real quick, thanks to George and Barano's team for dropping off lunch to the ESPN studios. Thank you, George, even though I'm not there. Thinking lunch or dinner, Barano's has you covered tonight and this weekend, and you know you're going to want some food during that Kentucky-Louisville game for your game watch party or whatever you're doing. All Barano's is also now delivering alcohol, so you can get that too. Carry out and delivery to your home. Support local. Also, the gift card sale for the holidays is still going on through today. You can get $25 for 20. Yeah, it's that good. Barano's Pizza. You gonna take my share home?
No, actually, I'm not even gonna have it. Cause you know why? Pops is in town, so which means I gotta turn into the Iron Chef now. You know what I'm saying? Cause he has his menu of things that. Yeah, hey man, won't you go in and whip up some of them? Look, won't you go in there and whip up some of them pancakes and eggs and sausage with the strawberry and the whipped cream with the crispy edges and stuff. Yeah, you know, go ahead and knock that on out. he'll say that, and he'll say, yeah, I'm gonna be back around two, so yeah, I'll be ready to knock that down around two. I'm like, in a vacuum, okay. Dad, if you heard the way you talk to me.
Yeah, like, dude, no, but at the end of the day, it's Pops. So yeah, I do it.
Yeah, tomorrow I'm gonna want those baked potatoes. Make sure you get the sour cream. Make sure you get the Daisy sour cream. And get the butter, and you got some of that Himalayan salt.
Yeah,
little pineapple on the side would be all right too.
Yeah,
you know what he called me. You know what he called when he texted me about 2 days ago.
I'm listening,
and I'm doing it in his voice because I can hear it. Hey man, make sure you got some eggnog stocked up in that fridge. Who are you talking to?
Okay. All right. Yeah.
You're right. And listen, I was in there in the eggnog section.
Yeah. Of course.
Getting the eggnog, Steve.
I know.
So, yeah, that is funny. I'm going to give it. Oh, he's raiding my closet right now, too. Brian,
oh, sure.
Hurry up and just play that. I got to get him out my closet.
I know.
Oh, yeah. You got this little Adidas jacket from the school? Yeah. I'm going ahead and take off.
Yeah, is this team issue?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Those little red shoes in there. I went on ahead and took the tags off them. What are they called? Donnie's? Yeah. I like them. I'm going to work out.
What's these? D-O-N's?
Yeah. hey, them Dons you got back there, I'm going to go ahead and play a little ball up the street.
listen, enjoy your Christmas because the next time you hear us on the air, now we'll be on the YouTube channel, but the next time you hear us on the air will be Saturday at 11 o'clock, man, getting you ready for the game, getting us ready for the game. I'll be on the post game. A lot of stuff going on. Also, good luck to the Bellarmine Knights because
– go get a win, coach, and if you do
– if Bellarmine goes in there and beats Notre Dame, look, I'm going to call my team person and be like, Y'all best not lose.
Y'all best not lose. And listen, congratulations, coach. You'll never be able to play in Rupp if you be Notre Dame forever. Have a good Christmas. Have a good holiday season. Be safe. Don't overindulge. Have a good time, y'all. I'll see y'all when we get back. Middays with Marcus Maven signing off on 939 The Ville.